She is a young violinist. She just turned 21. But like many, you know, concert violinists, has been playing most of her life. She said she started when she was about 3.5 years old, and she's going to be playing the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto, which is a legendary concerto and sort of a benchmark of the violin repertoire. And she has actually had quite a bit of experience with it. She's been playing it since she was 14, and it says that she's really come to recognize a lot of the emotion that is packed in that piece, which has really made it legendary. Probably also the other big highlight of the concert is the performance of American Symphony by Adam Schoenberg, who is the composer in residence this year with the Philharmonic, and he will be writing a piece that will be performed early next year. It'll be the world premiere by the Philharmonic.
So we're having a little bit of Russian music, a little bit of American music. Ought to be a good show.
It ought to be a good show if it happens.
Now, Gallery Hop, a big show, a lot going on with Gallery Hop this weekend. There's an exhibit over at the Ann Tower Gallery that's kind of ripped from today's headlines.
I guess depending on what headlines you think about, there are several headlines in there. One of the featured shows is a photo exhibit by Guy Mendez, very well-known Lexington photographer, and it really concentrates on the area down in Jessamine County where the proposed I-75 connector is proposed to be built to kind of reduce the time it takes to get to the interstate from Jessamine County. You know, this is art meets activism, you know, really trying to show what would be destroyed in the process of building that connector. Another thing, you know, football has been in the headlines a lot lately, not just because football season started, but issues of concussions and other injuries and the nature of college football and all. And there is another exhibit at Ann Tower Gallery by a Berea artist named Kevin Gardner called Scrimmage. And it kind of takes football and tries to put it in sort of the grand gladiator context of art and, you know, sort of portraying America's view of football and sort of obsession with football. So, you know, we see a lot of equine art around here and other sporting art, but it just really caught my eye that we had an artist focusing on football, because you really don't see that much unless it's a team commissioning a work to portray something.
And the annual Indie Music Fest, known as Boomslang, it's back this weekend.
And this is presented by WRFL Radio, which is the University of Kentucky student station. It's always a big event. You've got over 40 bands playing at numerous venues around the area. And quite a lineup. There is a Blonde Redhead, which is pretty well known in the indie music circles, as well as Adult. There is a band called Body Head, which features Kim Gordon of Sonic Youth. Some of us, you know, slightly older, maybe a little bit more gray-haired indie music fans, of course, know Sonic Youth very well from their heyday in the 80s and the 90s. And then there is a band called Grails, which is an instrumental group. So a lot of, you know, a lot of music going on across Lexington this weekend with Boomslang.
Rich, enjoy your weekend.
You too.